I know being the friend in the group or the sibling in the family that always ends up crying or being openly emotional can turn into a sort of running joke, right? But just know that there's no shame in how you process your feelings. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Donations. I'm your host, Donovan, and I just want to ask a quick favor. Can you just really quick make sure you're giving yourself the credit you deserve? Deal? Deal, pickle. Just the other day, I was sitting with my parents and my brother on the back porch at my parents' house. Just listening to music, having a beer, and taking in the last bits of the spring season. A season that was, for me, chock full of growing pains. A season that had my emotions running higher than usual, if you can imagine that. And running higher than usual, especially on this day on the back porch. We started talking about the younger years in mine and my brother's lives and how that looked through our eyes and in comparison, how it looked through our parents' eyes. It was very heartfelt and brought to my attention just how much of a wider spectrum of understanding we have now in our adult lives and how deeper we're capable of feeling now. As I mentioned before, I was feeling pretty emotional already, so it's no surprise that tears started to pool in my eyes when, through this conversation we were having, I realized just how heavy it was for me to realize that when I was a kid, my parents ran a very tight ship. Everything was organized and in order to our benefit. Whatever we needed was within arm's reach, whether we knew we needed it or not. And now, as adults, the outside world doesn't really organize and provide things in that way. So naturally, when things are out of order, it can throw me for a loop and make adult Donovan hyper-focus and hyper-vigilant on every little detail until he's able to find a sense of organization again. It can be pretty tiring sometimes. And for me, that was quite the realization and the biggest cause for the sudden pooling of tears in my eyes. But the point I'm trying to make is really just this. I know everyone I was with in that moment saw the emotion painted on my face. And I fought so hard to draw the tears back in. I didn't want any focus to be pulled away from the conversation we were having, nor did I want it to turn into one of these things where a lighthearted joke is told at my expense because I'm so sensitive and there's no reason to be a crybaby and all of that. But they never brought any attention to it. They looked right at me and just allowed me to be, and allowed the conversation to continue on with plenty of my input, with plenty of tears in my eyes. They gave me the space to feel, so I took it. And when I did that, it allowed me the opportunity to process this realization, this epiphany, and in that moment, sort through it, keeping what was rightfully mine and letting go of what wasn't mine to carry. I know emotion, heavy or light, is not easily accessed or dealt with by everyone. Some may feel and process emotion easily, and some, it's just not a comfortable thing, and is something easily avoided or something to hide. I think each of us on that back porch that evening all process emotion a little bit differently. But regardless of those processing differences, they all recognized that the emotion I was feeling was mine and mine only. It wasn't theirs to process, It wasn't theirs to help sort through or carry, and they knew that. It was about recognizing my emotional process being initiated and allowing me the space to see it through. No hiding, no shame. I know being the friend in the group or the sibling in the family that always ends up crying or being openly emotional can turn into a sort of running joke, right? But just know that there's no shame in how you process your feelings. Take up that space. And even if processing your emotions is a foreign thing to you or something you'd rather do with no one around, know that there's nothing wrong with that either. Take up that space too. I know society has taught us emotions are for the weak, but I think it takes pure strength and courage to face the monsters living inside of us. We all have them. And so I say, if you see someone needing the space to feel, give it. And if you find your eyes welling up with tears, no matter what space you're in or who you're around or in front of, take it. When we give space, we learn how to take space. And when we learn how to take space, we learn how to give it. All right, now I'm going to go cry now. Just kidding. But until the next one, be careful.